Yes, everybody, welcome to United Review. Apologies for the delay. We was meant to be in live about an hour ago. Unfortunately, we've not had the Instat data come through just yet. We still have the data on my phone. I just can't get it on the screen for you. I don't know what's happened. It literally just has not come through. So we're going to talk about the game. There's a few things that I would like to talk about. I want to talk about Lukaku having his worst performance in a Manchester United shirt. I want to talk about how good Fellaini was, even though I think both of us agreed before the game that it probably wasn't going to be the game for him. And then we want to talk about why United didn't have the width, pace, penetration, intelligence to be able to beat what is admittedly a pretty tricky Wolves side. And then we're going to come to the questions. Patreon group, if you're watching, someone start a thread and I'll jib over to the Patreon group and I'll talk to you guys in there a little bit as well. We'll get all your questions in and everything like that. And please share the video and give it likes. There's going to be loads of Scousers in here, I'm sure, gloating like they've won something in September again. So let's have a talk about that then. What do you make of that?
Just frustrating. That's the best thing you could say about that, because I felt like we had the game at times. I knew it would be difficult because I've watched Wolves against City and they do really well. I think the way they set their 3-4-3 up looks absolutely brilliant. And you know what, I thought we found the right pockets of space in the first half with Pogba and Fred. I thought they had a lot of the ball, actually. I didn't expect them to have that much of the ball, and we transitioned the ball really well. And what was frustrating that first half, it was going well around most of the pitch, and that right side was very frustrating because I've been banging on about how no one's working that right side of midfield, and Fred comes in today and he's really trying to play around there, and you know, he's looking for the right runs from Valencia. Valencia seems to get in the right areas, but he just doesn't have the end product. His passing's awful. He always passes back. Even under pressure, I don't think he has the confidence anymore. I mean, the load doesn't look like he has more pace than him, but he'll put in that ball behind the defender and try to sprint behind it like we've seen in the Champions League game and try and make something out of it. And if he gets past him there, he's putting in a brilliant ball in. How many times does Valencia get in the right position and bottle it today? And that was from my concern from the first half. Everything was going well, bar that. And I think that really affected us when we're chasing down the game. Even when Pogba's getting the ball, he's almost not as confident as passing it to the right compared to the left to Luke Shaw. Every time I feel like Valencia makes the run, he's always going to make the same exact thing. And there was at one point where Mata was in absolute acres of space in front of him. There was one player ahead of him. He can't make that pass around the defender. Like, you're a professional footballer at Manchester United. Whether you're a fullback, a centre-half, a midfielder, you should be able to make that pass.
He also won't take the risk.
Yes.
Mata drops us in some stats. Let's have a quick look at some of the stats that we saw. So you talked about Tony Valencia. So today, Tony Valencia, and I said on my fan cam full-time devil, which was probably just about been uploaded, I thought that Antonio Valencia has played himself out of being first choice. Now, whether that's it happens in the next match or the match after, there's a time or a switch in Mourinho's head where he's got to go, this is what I got midweek, and this is what I've got now. So he must be thinking, I need the low to now be ready to be my first choice fullback. So what we saw today from Antonio Valencia, attempted one cross. Now, we had an unbelievable amount of possession. Let's just pull up exactly how much possession we did have in that game. I don't think it breaks it down on this one, so what it is. But basically, we had more than double the amount of passes that so you're looking at probably 67% to 33%, somewhere in that sort of bracket for the possession. 580 passes from United, 281 from Wolves. And a lot of those came to Antonio Valencia, and he did nothing with them. 41 passes, played more backwards passes, 41 backwards passes and only 26 passes. He is a fullback. That means he is looking forward only. Now, that wasn't the case with Dalot midweek. Dalot played 26 forward and 18 backwards and put four crosses in. He put one cross in and he found nobody with one cross, zero people in there. Like, created zero chances.
I think we see the difference fullbacks can make to your game when you're a side like United. Like the bigger sides in the league, the likes of City or Liverpool, have improved their fullbacks, you know, with having the likes of Arnold, Robertson. We've seen Mendy, Kyle Walker come in. I think that's such an underrated area of the pitch that people don't look at. I think even more than a right winger at times that we look at, because I think Jesse Lingard or Mata can come in, and or Fred can come in off that right side and get involved with the fullback. And I think if the fullback doesn't have the right understanding of the game, doesn't look forward, doesn't look to pass and move like the Lord did midweek, then you're not going to get the best out of the likes of Lukaku. Unfortunately, was poor today.
We have got stats about Lukaku, and the title of this video is Lukaku's worst performance in a Manchester United shirt. Do you know why? Because I felt it was the worst performance from Lukaku in a Manchester United shirt. So Lukaku, 22 touches, fewest on the pitch, including goalkeepers, 17 less touches than Dave. Zero shots on target, 4 losses of possession, created 0 chances. What annoyed me the most was the chance that he had 5 or 10 minutes to go. The ball was dropping in front of him and he was sort of like waiting for it, and Bolly nicks in and clears it. And you think, throw something at it, a knee, a foot, a head, you have to.
I mentioned this difference between Lukaku and Kane. Harry Kane might be quiet all game. He might have one of those games. But when that moment pops up,
He generally puts it in.
With Lukaku, I think he has to grow into the game, and you can't do that as a top striker. We see, obviously, no one's going to come close to Ronaldo, but you use Ronaldo as an example if you're a top goal scorer, if you're aiming to be that. Ronaldo will be quiet for a full game. Ronaldo, the way he plays now, especially in the past 2 seasons at Madrid. And then when he has that chance, he'll snatch at it. And that's what the top players need to do. And for you to be a top striker, you need to do that. Now, every player has an off game, and a lot of people will overreact about Lukaku today, but he really deserves the criticism. He really does, because I think he lost the physical battle, and you can't lose the physical battle if you're the hold-up man up there. I think the other problem we faced as well was the half balls that we were giving at him. Sometimes some of the balls that were coming towards him, I thought they weren't the right passes to make for him, and I think the right movement wasn't there as well around him. Again, there was no width in there. Sanchez, man. Another poor first half.
Well, let's talk about crosses, because when you have a player like Romelu Lukaku, and obviously we saw the importance of players who can cross the ball, whether that's Delo or Shaw, but your wide players should be people that are primarily the ones looking to cross the ball. Now, Juan Mata, 2 out of 5. I think they're probably corners. They're both corners.
They were brilliant corners, though, to be
they
fair.
They weren't actually bad corners.
He hit Fellaini in a back post.
Fred got one crosses out of 3 in. Yep. That wasn't from a set piece. Luke Shaw got 1 of 2. Both of those from open play. Now, here's where it gets annoying. Alexis Sanchez, 0 out of 3. Paul Pogba, 0 out of 2. Andreas Pereira, 0 out of 2. Antonio Valencia, 0 out of 1. Fellaini, 0 out of 1. Lukaku, 0 out of 1. Jesse Lingard, 0 out of 1. Not fucking good enough. Was it the other day, was it Robertson in the PSG game? 11 completed crosses. We might have attempted 11.
Do you know what? I think you can look at that and you look at 0 out of 3 and all that stuff, but I think it's the way we're crossing it in as well. When you compare Sanchez, those crosses were poor from him today. The difference is Pogba, to be fair, the one where he switches it on his left foot. Those are in a dangerous area. If you look at Delo midweek, he only had one of them successful, but the difference is all those other crosses were actually looking like brilliant crosses. Like, if we had the right men in the right time, I think Lukaku then expects those crosses. Lukaku hasn't been getting those when Valencia's playing, so he's expecting that to happen. I think that's the difference. You've got to at least, you know, try get them in. You don't have to complete them every time, but if you're getting them in the right position, the striker's going to get used to that, and he's going to attack those spots. Lukaku isn't used to that enough.
Or not, let's be honest with ourselves. Lukaku didn't today. He didn't attack the spots. There was opportunities that he could have done. If you're watching and you're enjoying the analysis, please give the video a like. It's important for us, helping us get him found and all the rest of that sort of stuff. And normally we do have the data. I am still checking to see if it's come through anywhere just yet. It doesn't look like. If it does, we'll get it onto the screen immediately. If not, I'll probably cover it a little bit later in the week when we get the opportunity. Imagine with Derby being so right on us. Probably won't happen. Who else did I want to talk about? I thought Marouane Fellaini had a very good game again today. Like we said at the top of the show, didn't think this would be the game for him. Ruben Neves, he didn't mark. Don't know if that was on purpose or not. I thought someone did need to go and try and mark Ruben Neves.
My worry today was actually Moutinho. I think Moutinho is absolutely a brilliant player. I think he's such an underrated player. I remember Euro 2012 when he really showed up there, playing the game against Spain, and since then I've just been thinking he's waiting for the move. And I'm going to see him in the Premier League, the pockets of space he was picking up in between Fred and Pogba, I was thinking, shit, what's going to happen here, because he seemed to always be free. I thought we had our focus on Neves at times. I think Pogba came out to press him at the right time, and Fred did at the right time, but Moutinho kept finding the space, and that was always a worry. And the goal as well, I thought, all right, Pogba makes the mistake, but Lindelof, Smalling, they let the ball come across.
The ball comes across the pair of them, and it's a millimetre in front of the pair of them, like a kick out from one of them. Fred gets a little bit lost in no man's land as it comes back. I think he had an opportunity to block it.
Smalling,
it was a bit of a mess.
When they were running on at him, I think it was in the last few minutes, Traore and someone else that got it on the side. I think it was Jota. And you know, he kept composed, brilliant tackle, played it out from the back, and has really come into it.
I thought he was alright.
Even with the players that are able to dribble and come at him, he's starting to do a lot better. That's what I'm not finding with Lindelof, unfortunately. You know, I was a fan of Lindelof. I don't know if I still am, because I think he's had this chance to really grow into the side, especially the fact that we won the last three games, but he's not really coming into it. I think it might be time Eric Bailly comes back in the side. I think it really is time Eric Bailly comes back in the side. I just don't feel like Bailly and Smalling is a pairing that I'm going to enjoy watching.
But can we get these passes on the screen? Let me just see if I'm streaming it to you. I am streaming it. Can you get them on? We're going to try and get the passes on the screen, because if we can get the passes on the screen, I'll be able to illustrate exactly what I'm trying to show you in terms of United didn't penetrate into the final third at all. There was no balls coming into it. They play a very fluid 3-4-3 formation. Without the ball, that, especially against a bigger team like this, they did it with City, and they've obviously done it at Old Trafford a little bit today. And I'm not saying they parked the bus, because they didn't, because they also attack in numbers, and they create more chances than United. They create more big chances than United. But when they've not got the ball, it becomes a 5-4-1. And occasionally, a 5-5, which is extremely hard to break down. And because it becomes so thin, so they step up and play a great offside trap. We scored it? All right, sweet, let's get these passes on then. So what I wanted to show you guys here now, this is using Instat. No, it's not Instat, it's Stat Zone, sorry. So as you can see here, there we go, we've found it. It's mirrored, can't get it right, I never get it right. As you can see, a lot of these passes are right in that middle third. There's nothing in the opposition box, there's not a lot in our box. We're coming into the middle third. Now what happens is, if we can have a look at the influence of their players, that's not really helping. Basically what you see is, it becomes a back five, the back five sits real wide, and then the midfield sits right on top of it, and it's like this, which means there's no space for your forward three players, because they're double marked, they're triple marked, there's players boxing them in all over the place. They're at threat if you can then go direct into the channels.
What
we allowed them to do to us was to compress us. If you look how narrow,
I think Marcus Rashford is.
Well, there you go.
Well,
you can see here now. Here. Yeah. You can see there, Sanchez and Lingard are within the width of the box. Lingard even more so. Sanchez just on the inside there. They compressed our forward line and they pushed it back. And we didn't have anyone. Marcus Rashford would have loved this game.
I think this would have been the game for him, man.
It would have got into this space here, right,
so
behind.
After watching this game, I think going into next week after West Ham, because I think Derby, he'll serve that ban, because it's FA game. So I think he comes straight into the side, you know, next week. I think Mourinho's finally starting to notice what Sanchez is clearly not bringing as a left winger. You know what? I was someone on Twitter earlier did a thread just after the game about Sanchez and the position he plays, and he was actually brilliant. He was talking about how when he plays in central areas for Arsenal, his numbers have been miles better. It's not just an issue that he had at United. But when he's been trying to play as a winger, he seems to always come into the middle and try that cheeky pass over the ball. I don't think he has the ability all the time. I think it's more suited for a deeper player like Pogba or Fred to carry the ball forward and see the game in front of him than someone like Sanchez who's snatching at that pass on the edge of the box. I think he needs to improve his movement off the ball and needs to start running behind, and he's not doing that. And I think that's why Marcus Rashford comes in to provide that width, and on top of that, provide something different, because Sanchez has clearly not done that.
Paul Pogba's pass map there, as you can see, not really much penetration. Those that did sort of fall into the final third were intercepted quite a lot. A lot of them just sort of... He switched play quite nicely a lot of the time, but there wasn't much in it. Marouane Fellaini kept it very simple, passing it to the guy next to him. And do you know what? I got time for this at the moment. I do have time for this because this is Marouane Fellaini trying to improve the quality and trying to cut the mistakes out, which
passes,
is definitely
passes
done.
In between the midfield were actually solid passes. You know, they weren't the ones that are usually coming at the players slow. And
I thought Luke Shaw had a good game, man. But Luke Shaw, again, pegged nothing in the final third. Normally, you'll get touches in the box from Luke Shaw, but
that's
wide,
what I'm talking about.
Thin defence.
There's no one coming out wide, though, for him. There's no runner off him. And every time, you know what? He's down my side where I was sitting in Stretford End. I was looking down the left side. And I just remember thinking, every time I feel like Luke Shaw is trying to get Sanchez involved in the game, and so was Pogba. But
couple
of,
you can see the red lines there where Fred's attempted to feed somebody in, and it's not happened. But Fred, very energetic. A good compliment to Pogba on the opposite side there. Yeah. Let's see where everybody else. Smiling. Let's have a look at Valencia's.
Oh, man.
He has attempted a couple of crossfield balls there, didn't happen.
That's poor. It's the fact that even the successful ones, you're coming across the pitch. What are you doing?
Jesse being pretty safe there as well. Let's have a look at Sanchez. Very minimal involvement from Sanchez as well. That was a disappointing performance from Alexis Sanchez as well, absolutely.
Those passes that are going over, sort of, those are the ones that I'm talking about that he keeps attempting and no one get, and we just lose the ball there, and then they have the ball straight from the keeper and they can go long.
Anthony Martial, 3 chances created.
I thought Martial was trying to get into it, and I really think Martial was actually trying to stretch the pitch a bit more, which I really liked, and he gave a lot more space for Pogba and Pereira to try and get a ball into the box. I think Pereira and Martial should have come on instantly together after the goal, and they shouldn't have been separate.
Absolutely, just completely disappointing. Have you guys got any questions? Bang your questions in, and I'll check what's going on in the Patreon group as well. See if we've got any questions coming in from the legends over in the Patreon group. If you'd like to find out more about the Patreon group, link is in the description below. Come and join us. Where's that then? Let's have a look. What do we have? Blake saying, I think there's a realistic possibility that Alexis leaves in January. Wow, the chaos that would cause.
I think the fact that Mourinho's subbing him off at moments like that in the game shows that I don't care about the work rate that you're giving me, because going forward, you haven't got the risk. You haven't got the right risk, because lumping the ball over the box, just expecting something, that's not having the right amount of risk. We need to start going wide.
Should Lukaku be dropped, or should we go two up top? Now, that's a very interesting question, actually, from Kim Hawkins in the comments there. We're not going to drop him. We might rest him for the likes of Derby and stuff like that, but we're not going to drop him. Yeah. Our style of play is too integral. People will, we have another style of play. We do, and our style of play is too integral to Lukaku, but today he was poor. Like, there was another thing I said in my fan cam, there was times when he did get the ball usually wide of the wide centre half, and he would drop a little step over and then try and beat them around the outside, but he didn't look quick. And Lukaku is a quick player. He's a quick, powerful player, and he didn't look quick and he didn't look powerful. And it was also a time when he was holding somebody off.
Yeah.
And he was holding somebody off, and he controls it with his outside foot closest to the player. And you're like, hang on, you teach kids to bring the ball into their back foot. Why is a £75 million striker? Because I've seen him doing this a lot, and it's very easy for a centre-half to just pull on his arm and throw that pass out. If you've allowed the ball to come across your body, it is easier to control, and you're not going to lose it
as
much.
I think what I noticed with Lukaku, obviously, today it goes without saying, disappointing, frustrating, all that stuff, but at the end of the game, the fact that he was coming on to that right wing so much, because there was just nothing, it was just so much space ahead of him. And every time someone would find that forward pass to him, it wasn't Valencia coming off right back. Valencia would have to find Pereira or Pogba to provide that pass. And that's where Delo was different in the game. If Lukaku was ahead of him, Delo would have attempted that pass over the defence. And Ashley Young, similar problem when we have him at left back. He struggles with those passes, really.
Let's see what other questions we have got. At least we got to Euro Cup final. United will never now, at least in our lifetime. Oh, Scouser's in the comments thinking they're bad, man. What do I tell you? A lot of them like to quote tweet that Sport video, but they don't like to quote the bit where I said you'd be losing again, and they did lose. Or the bit where I said you'll lose another big game, like they did in the Champions League final, because you've got a manager who doesn't know anything.
They really believe the hype, don't they? I mean, You'd have to win a Champions League or Premier League to really prove you're that top side.
Is top four over? No, it's not over, not in September. It's certainly hard. Like, I think you've made it really hard for yourself now by dropping points like that. I mean, I think I said it as we was leaving, the Premier League is so good at the moment. Like, Chelsea have got a legit chance of winning this title. Liverpool have got a legit chance of winning this title. Yeah. City obviously have got a legit chance of retaining this title. You've got to get above Spurs.
Yeah.
I don't think Arsenal are a threat for top four, but there's five teams going for top four.
Do you know what I think it is? I think between the, just talking about the top sides, I think Chelsea, once they get that right, you know, mix in midfield of Barkley, Kante and Kovacic or Jorginho, I think they're the main threat for me. Because I think Liverpool, Van Dijk got injured today. Liverpool can possibly burn out, and we know playing the pressing football that they do, it does happen to a lot of Klopp's sides. Now, it works really well. It's enjoyable to watch of how counter-attacking it is and, you know, end-to-end football. But is it stable throughout the season? And does he get the tactics right? I think Chelsea might be the one, you know. Like, at the start of the season, I thought they played sideways too much and not enough risk. I think once they get Barkley in that midfield three, they just seem such a different prospect now. And they could be the threat. City again. I think even though City, they looked poor in Europe the other night, I think they can get that consistency over. And that's what United don't have right now. It's not just an issue or two in the side. Maybe if you bring the low in, it's the fact that we have no idea what we're doing when we're going forward. All those teams have a game plan, have a structure of the way they attack. I think United have moments of brilliance from separate players, you know, individuals
on
the pitch.
We definitely do rely on individual brilliance a little bit.
And it looks like that every time. It just, if we have more of a structure, we'd be bagging three or four in a game like today, because we get it in the right positions a lot of the time, you know. And again, even the movement off the ball, that's something that we really struggle with right now. And that's why I said I'd like to see Marcus Rashford come in as soon as he's back from suspension, because someone needs to be fresh, you know, bring that energy down the left. Maybe him and Martial again, swapping over on that left side, because that was brilliant to watch at the start of last season.
One of the comments said, did Jose Mourinho have a hand in the draw with his change of tactics moving Fellaini forward? Well, no, because he moved Fellaini forward after we'd conceded, and it was effective. It's not pretty, but it was being effective. It created more chances by doing that. You brought on Pereira to sit there in the deep role. I think Pereira again showed that he could do that role and move us around. I would like to see him played off the right. I'd also like to see Marcus played a little bit more off the right.
I think that's where the difference for me comes in, when you look at who's to blame in the game. And I think that's where I can't really blame Mourinho and sort of the turnover there. We concede because of an individual mistake. The players don't catch on to what's going on around them. We concede that goal. The problem is, just before we concede that goal, we kept the ball really well. We were attacking a lot sort of freely, and you know, we were getting the ball down the line a lot better. It felt like we were a lot more comfortable on the ball. As soon as we conceded the goal, you didn't expect us, you know, to have a bit more energy and a bit more. It just went down right after we conceded, which is so frustrating. We didn't have that intensity that we had just before conceding the goal. I think that's where, who do you blame them? Because you had the right amount of players on there, we looked in control, we were attacking in the right way,
not enough risks, not enough then, stuff going on in the final third. I'm done, lads. Anyone got any more questions? Kieran says, I think Jose showed he will never change, get rid of him in the season. Well, he's changed a fair bit already, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
Scouse is in the comments telling us that it was an amazing achievement to lose a final. Lost. Here's the top and bottom.
Was it amazing when we lost those
lose.
Two to Barca, though?
No.
Because they weren't amazing. Because I remember us losing them in 2011, whenever we were always winning the league, we'd lose it. And then we'd like, oh, but we won the league. And we were told, no, shut up. You lost the Champions League. Well, you didn't even win the league.
No, and I saw a Liverpool fan today saying that they've got the best defender, the best midfielder in Milner, and the best striker in Salah. And you're like, But
they
finished quite a lot of points behind United last season.
15 years and they have a League Cup.
Does that mean that their manager's dog shit, if that's the case?
I'm penalty to show for it.
And on that note, I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to subscribe if you're new. Go give Abdullah's channel a follow. Link is in the description. We are going to be back possibly Monday. I think Jay Marty's coming joining me for a warm down. Am I going to do a derby preview? No, I am not. You lost to Barca. Yes, we did, but no one's sitting around claiming that everybody was absolutely buzzing about it. So, yeah, thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you in the next one. Laters.